Chapter 17. Innocent has a wonderful ring to it, evoking images of young children frolicking at play, pretending to kill each other, but guilty of nothing because they cannot possibly understand the significance of what they are acting out. One hears the expression, a guilt-ridden society. Is America a guilt-ridden society? Perhaps. Generations of young people have rebelled against alleged guilt trips and have tossed out their parents' values. Generations of parents have felt guilty for doing such a lousy job of passing their values on to their children. From their point of view, some critics see guilt as the dirty little secret of organized religion. Organized religion, of course, sees lack of guilt as the damning flaw of liberal New Age philosophy. Liberals accuse conservatives of peddling guilt based on bigoted, narrow-minded religious notions, while conservatives accuse liberals of peddling guilt based upon a naive, phony socialist agenda. This battle is nothing more than an impotent academic exercise in name-calling. Two spoiled brats yanking on opposite ends of a toy until it is torn apart and useless to anyone. In the real world, where government drops bombs and makes deals with murderers, both liberals and conservatives take no responsibility for the behavior of their government. Both eagerly embrace the same innocent civilian status. While the definition of guilt may be left to philosophers to debate, one thing appears certain. People do not want to feel guilty. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, people may have graduated from being guilt-ridden to being guilt-averse, just like when one is exposed to too much of something and becomes allergic to it. This may explain the appeal and power of the word innocent. One who is guilt-averse will understandably crave feeling innocent. When such people are told they are innocent, they will zealously embrace the notion without ever even asking, innocent of what? Innocent civilians are innocent of... Does it really matter? As long as they are innocent? Guilt has a great deal to do with opinions. In matters of conscience, one's own opinion. In matters of emotion, the opinion of loved ones. In matters of law, the opinion of the court. When it comes to absolute right and wrong, the Creator's opinion would appear to be the only one that counts, and most of us will just have to wait until we're dead to be absolutely sure about that. Karl Marx apparently believed religion to be the opiate of the people. To a guilt-averse people, feeling justified may be the most powerful opiate. This may explain government propaganda, especially in times of war. Anything as amorphous and hysterical as a, quote, war on terror, unquote, needs a lot of innocent civilians. But more than that, it needs ignorant civilians.